We'll start again. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Start last Gemara over again. Last Brice was the Neisvei. Hamiso. Last Brice was again. Hamiso. That's the type of a flour that you pour the hot water on it. That's like you cook the flour first. Is Beishamai Poitrim. Beishamai says that from this type of a flour you make a dough, it's potim in a challah. Beisilu says no, it's still called a dough that could become into a lechem, and anything that's called lechem, you mechuyev in challah. Ha-chalita, what's the loch of chalita? So we'll soon see what's the difference between nisa and chalita. It's really the same type of a thing that you first boiled up the wheat first, the flour first. It's here it says, ha-chalita, just the opposite, that beishamai mechayovim. Beishamai says if you have this dough that you first boiled it up, you are, if you make it into bread, you are chayev in challah. Or beisilu poitrim, just the opposite like we had before. That here Beisilu says you put this type of a dough cannot become into a lechem, and before by Nisa it said Beisilu said you are chayiv in challah. So Gemara later is going to say this is a stira. Like it's not the exact same thing Meisa and Chalita. It's the same thing. You're taking this flour and you're cooking it up first. Does that make it that it can't become lechem, or doesn't it make it? So how could there be a difference? So Gemara later says that there's two different mandiyomim here. And the one that learns the first thing is not the same mandiyom that says the second halachon. Because these two halachas really are stiris. How could you say that Misa, Beisilu says, is Mechayiv in Challah, and then Chalita, Beisilu says, you pot. That's a stira. Now the Gemara explains, we'll soon say, Ezeu ha-Misa v'Ezeu ha-Chalita. What's the difference between a Misa and a Chalita? Ha-Misa, Misa means you take the kemach, the flour, Shalgabe Muglishin. You throw the flour into hot boiling water. That's called Misa. It's the same type of a thing, that first you boil up the flour, and then you knead it, make it into a dough, so it's a shaila, since you first boiled it, cooked it, maybe you can't get a shame lechem. Lechem can only mean if you take the flour, metchila, you had to bake it. But if you cooked it first, that makes it possible, it doesn't get a shame lechem. It's potem in achala. Hachalita, what's hachalita? The opposite way. Muglishin shaga bekemach, means you throw the hot water on top of the flour. But it's the same type of absurd. That this flour, before you baked it, first you cooked it up in hot boiling water. So that's a shaila, could that now come into lechem or not? Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yisiyoymeh, Mishum Aviv, Zev is the lifter. He says both of them say you potter. No, that's a good svarim. Both things, since you took this flour first and had a cooking done to it, it can't get a shame lechem anymore. Therefore, it's potter in a challah. The Yamrila, some say no, the opposite way, and we hold like this, that Zev is elechiv. That avad you are mechuyev in challah. The fact you first cooked up the dough doesn't mean anything. We always go bosta soifoi. It depends what you're doing with it at the end. Do you bake it? It could get a shem lechem. If you don't bake it, it's not, doesn't get a shem lechem. The chachom say, echod zeh v'yechod zeh. Whichever way you did to the flour, if you threw the flour into the hot water, or you threw the hot water on top of the flour, it depends. Also, in biyofis potter. If later you made a dough out of it, but you didn't bake it in the oven, you rather put it in a frying pan, biyofis is potter. That's not called a lechem. So this is going to be the kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. That before Rabbi Yechanan said even biilfis, frying something in a frying pan, is also called lechem. And here it says no, if you make it in a frying pan, since you did not bake it in the oven, it's potim in a challah, because it doesn't get a shem lechem. Bitaner, let's say at the end you bake it in an oven, then chayiv. You are chayiv in challah, because baking in an oven, that makes it a shem lechem. For the Gemara now, so we'll soon see what this is the kashan of Yechin. But now the Gemara first goes to explain the actual brisa. For the Gemara of Tanakana, the Stira in the Tanakama, Maishno Hamiso, Maishno Achalita. How could the Tanakama first say that there's a difference between Beisham and Beis Hillel, what the loch of Niser is and what the loch of Chalita is? That's the Stira. You can't have two different dinim. The more Maishno Hamiso, Maishno Achalita. What's the difference if you threw the hot water on top of the flour or you threw the flour in the hot water? Lamaisa, this flour was first cooked. So now it's a shayla. If you bake it later, could it get a shem lechem or not? So if you tell me chalita cannot get a shem lechem, how could you say amisa could get a shem lechem? Like at the stir with the Tanakama, you say beishamai holds that you potter by misa and by chalita yichayev. That's the stir. And the zodamar enachnami. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Vachenam Rav Yehuda, Vitaim Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Kamachlekes bezu, Kach machlekes bezu. Avaz are the two svars of Toli Zebezim. Whatever you hold by chalita, that when you threw the kemach, this hot water into the kemach, is the same thing when you throw the kemach into the hot water. It's the exact same halacha. The Tavra, the Brisa says two different halachas. The truth is, Misha Shonazu, Loi Shonazu. The one that learned this Brisa does not learn the other Brisa. No, there are two different Tanoim. One Tana holds that this cooking you did to the dough first does not patter it. It still get a shame lechem later. Now the other Tanan holds no, it does part to you, but it's not the same Tanan. Like there's a stira to say different halachas between Misa and Chalita. Avada, they both have the exact same halacha. Alright, the Brisa says two different halachas, because they're two different Tanoim. But Kovas Nageyat HaLusugis Ketonim Mias, the Chachamim Marim, the Chachamim say, Echod Zeh V'Yechod Zeh, whether you cook the flour, you put the flour into the hot water, or whether you threw the hot water on top of the flour, it depends like this. Shoson Biofis, if you make it in a frying pan, it's potter. B'Tana Chayiv, but if you bake it later in a Tana, then you are Chayiv in Chala. So if you're Marlachur, to the Rabbi Yechon is a Kasha and Rabbi Yechonin. Because Rabbi Yechonin before said, even an Ilfis, anytime you have dough, if you bake it in a frying pan, it's also called Lechem. But you don't use it in the Chama. And Chama is the Pshat, is the sun that, how do you cook in the sun? You let the pan heat up in the sun and then put the dough on top of this hot pan, that you put it, that's not called Lechem. The cold amount of the pan, the frying pan, was heated up by fire, hot Rabbi Yechonin, that's called Lechem. Here it says not like that. Here it says it's only called Lechem if it's baked in the oven. But if it's baked in a frying pan, even though it's a dry frying pan, you don't have water inside. About if you cook it, everybody holds your potter. And the shayla without water, you're just like heating up the frying pan, or like before, first you put the dough onto the frying pan, and then you heat it up. And here it says your potter, so it's a kasha in Rabbi Yechonin. And if the Gemara nechnami, omolach Rabbi Yechonin tanoihi. I'm taking a mask with my halach is a machlokes tanoim, and this price attack holds not like me, but I hold like another tana. The tana we learned like this. I would think that if you have such dough, such flour, that first you cooked it up in boiling hot water. That's misa and chaluta. Either you threw the hot water on the flour, or you threw the flour into the hot water. I would think, what? Chayavim b'chalo. Later it could become chayim b'chalo. Like, why not? Talmud Lehm, the pasuk says no lechem. You don't have to have lechem. If I says cooking it in water, that doesn't give it a shem lechem. Anything you cook in water cannot give it a shem lechem. It's not called a moitzi. It's potter for nechala. We have Yehuda Raim. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain lechem elo ofoi betaner. He says another halacha. What's called lechem? Only something that's baked in the oven. If it's not baked in the oven, it's not called challah. Fred Gemara, what's the two shittas here? Rabbi Yehuda, Haino Tanakama, the Chur, they're both saying the exact same thing. Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's only called lechem if it's baked in the oven, and the Chur, that's a Tanakama also. That I would think cooking up the flour could make it into a lechem. Talmud Lomar, Tanakama says lechem. Mash Mosur has to be baked. So what's the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? Elo lav, the Chur, you have to say, the Shailer is, Maisi Ilfasiki Benayim. That's the Nafkamina. If you don't mamish, put it into an oven. Again, an oven is usually that you first heat up very good the oven, and then you put the dough into the oven. That's called baking it in an oven. An ilfus is not like that. Usually an ilfus is a frying pan. First you put the dough into the frying pan, and then you put the frying pan on top of the fire. Just the machlekes. Tanakam is sova, my ilfus chayovim. Tanakam says only me'is and chaluta. That means your mama's cooking it up in hot water. So if you only cook it in hot water, that's not called lechem. But once you don't use hot water, once you put it in a frying pan or my silfus, that's also called chayiv b'chala. That's a pshana tanakama. Just cooking is no good. But as long as it's like frying in a frying pan in the heat alone without water, it is chayiv b'chala. It's called lechem. If you have Yehuda Savi, Yehuda holds no. My silfus paturin. Yehuda asks clearly, what makes something a lechem only if it's baked in the oven? If it's not baked in the oven, then it's potter minachala. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the kids are Rabbi Yechon is saying he holds like a Tanakamo that ilfis is also called a ma'isa lechem. Therefore, yichai b'chala, and what's nageh to us, so what didn't you be yoytze matzah like that? Yeah. So the Gemara says no. That's maybe this is not pshat. Loi, I tell you the kuli yalma ma'isa ilfis p'turim. Maybe both shittas, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, both hold not like Rabbi Yechonin. They both hold like Rish Lakish, I'll tell you. Rish Lakish is Svarim. That a ma'isi ilfis is pturim. As long as it's not baked in an oven, it doesn't get a shem lechem. A frying pan, it's not in the oven, it's potter. For Hocho, what's the machoikas on Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Kagoin shechoza v'yofa betaner, kamiflugi. Here it's a shalot that first you cooked it up. Most usually bagels are like this. The way they make a bagel is they take the dough and first they cook it or fry it in oil. And they cook it in hot water, and then they bake it. So that's the machlokes you see him. If first you made the misa nechlita, you cooked it, and then later you put it into the oven to finish off the baking. Since later on you put it into the oven, it is called a lechem. Even though matchila you cooked it, but about at the end the gemar dover was baking it, it gets a shem lechem. And halacha we hold like this. Moshele bagel, even though bagels are first cooked, and then they bake it, it's mechuyev. It's called a moitzi, and you have to wash. It's mechuyev in chalom. Because since at the end you baked it, it's called lechem. If you have Yehuda, if Yehuda doesn't know, if Yehuda sovar, ein lechem elo ofoy betanem ikara. If Yehuda holds lechem can only be called dough that had nothing else done to it, only it was baked in an oven. If you cooked it up first, even though later you bake it, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not called a lechem. That's according to Yehuda. That's the Yehuda shita. It has to be in an oven from beginning till the end. Over here, v'chivon di mikara lav betanem afuyam. Since here at the beginning you cooked it up, you didn't bake it, lav lechem, it's not called lechem. Omar Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda shita? How do you know such a chiddush that lechem is only called if it was baked in an oven from the beginning until the end, no cooking at all? The pasuk says, v'yofu eser noshim lachmichem b'tanur rechad. There are 10 women, this is by the klala, 10 women will have to bake their bread in one tanur. So we darshin lechem ofu b'tanur echad, kori lechem. It's not baked in one tanner means if it had some other type of a baking, not in a tanner, that doesn't get a shem lechem. Lechem has to be, it was only baked in one tanner from the beginning to the end. I don't know if a mamash means the exact same tanner. Chur just means in a different type of a tanner. Rashi says, Rashi says, who discover? Ofoy betanner echod binin, for loy bishne tanurum, what does that mean? You could go in ilfus for tanner. About two different ovens, mamash would be good. Just not two different types. If you use an ilfus first, and then a tanum according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not good. That's not called lechem. This is Rabbi Yehuda shita. Well, let's just see the two lines, then we'll speak out what the loch is. Ravaita Yosef, Rabbah, Rabbi Yosef, Achurud, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were sitting in the back of Rabbi Zeira. The Yosef, Rabbi Zeira, came with Yulin. Rabbi Zeira was sitting in front of Ula. Omer le Rabbah le Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Zeira, Boyim in name of Ula. Go ask Ula Sharla. Ask him like this. Hidbik bifnim. If you put the dough in the inside of a frying pan, ve'asiach mibachutz, and you heat it up on the outside, mahu, is that called a ma'aseh ilfus? That according to our shlokish, it won't be good. Or maybe that's called a ma'aseh tanur already. Since you put the fire on the outside, maybe that's doma to a tanur. Omalei answered back, my Amalei, what should I ask Ula? No, you're not asking any question. Di Aminalei, if I'm asking this question, Omalei, he'll zich answer me, hi niyo ma'is ilfus. This is zich, the case of a ma'is ilfus. That's what a ma'is ilfus is. A ma'is ilfus is that you put the dough inside the frying pan, and then you put the fire underneath the frying pan. That's the whole frying pan. An oven is usually you have the fire inside the oven, and the dough inside the oven. That's called an oven. A frying pan, that's the whole shot of a frying pan. That's not a tana, because you have the dough inside the frying pan, and usually you put a frying pan on top of the fire. The fire is underneath it, on the outside. So he said, that's not a shiloh. For sure, that's the case of an ilfus. You know, there's no question to ask. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be chayi b'chala, but according to Rashi Lakish, you'll be potter from chala. Omalei Rabbi Yosef l'Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yosef told to Rabbi Zeira, boy minei miyula, ask Ula this shayla. Hidduk mi b'fnim, you taka put the oven inside the ilfus. You put the dough inside the ilfus. V'yavuka kinegdei, and you had the fire mamish right next to it. So Rashi learns, v'yavuka kinegdei, milamala, on top of the dough you had the fire. And the heat of the fire is mamish boiling, coming right down into the frying pan. It makes it bake pretty fast. Now, what would be the luck in this case? Maybe here it's a little bit better. Since the fire is right on top of the dome, maybe that's blame it to an oven, that the heat comes very good, very close to it fast. Maybe it's blame it to an oven. A tanner would be, a frying pan would be, where you have the heat underneath the pot. But here you have the heat right on top of the dough, right next to it, maybe that's blamed to a tanner. Ask him that, Shaila. Omalei answered back, again, my Emalei, what should I ask him for? The Arminalei, if I'm going to ask him this question, Omalei, he'll zicha tell me, Roy Vaniya Moisin came. That's the way most of the poor people bake that way. So Pasha Rashi says, Kol my silfus came. That's also considered in my silfus. Shein lem eitzim lakachum amai lafus. Don't have enough wood. So that's the way to bake it fast in an ilfus. But Avada, that's still called an ilfus. As the only thing a tanner is mamish inside the walls of a tanner in an oven and bake inside an oven. Kozerman used a frying pan, whether the fire is underneath, whether the fire is on top. That's also called a mice ilfus. So, Chur, the Shalom is, how should we paskin here? We have a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Is baking in an ilfus called baking? Is it called lechem or it's not called? So, Poshna Gemara Bimashma, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Because Gemara slugged up and Yochanan and said, no, everybody holds here, ilfus is no good. And the machlokes Tanakam and Yehuda is only if you bake it again in the oven, is that good or not? So, that's talking the way Rabbi Natan paskins. Yeah, that's where Rach. I mean, first that's what Pesach Rach Resh Lakish. Midakam of the Kulayama my self is Pturim. And we oid the Yasser Rabbi, these last two shilas also, they asked the shila, is this called an ilfus, is this called a tanner? Like Rabbi Yechon doesn't make enough to mean, according to Rabbi Yechon, even an ilfus is chayiv belechim. So churetz mashma, we take a paskin like Rish Lakish. But the end of the Tosis said, not like that, and Allah is not like that, Allah we pass like Rabbi Yechonin. That kol zaman, it's not being cooked in water. Kol zaman, it's being like baked on a frying pan, in a dry frying pan, it's still called lechem. Like pancakes that would be made in a dry frying pan, that would still be called lechem. As long as it's not cooked in water, just being baked, even in a frying pan, is called lechem. That's the way the Lacher was, we paskin like Rish Lakish, like Rabbi Yechonin, that a frying pan is also called. Well, the shayla was, at the beginning of the sugya, you said, Hasufganim v'yadushanim v'yeskuchitin, v'chalat samasasim du p'turim v'nachalim. And the Gemara said, here it's the Mishnah that's potter minachala. The sufganim, the dushanim, and the eskuchitin. Sufganim, that's like sponge cake. Vadushanim, poshet, that's all type of cakes. Hadushanim, poshet just means you have davash inside the dough. It's like a cake. So Gemara says here, it's potter minachala. Now Rish Lakish shares why is a potter minachala, because these things weren't baked in an oven. They were only used in a frying pan. Rabbi Yechon said no, even the frying pan also was mechuyev in challah. The reason why the Mishnah says the potter min challah is because it was a ma'aseh chama. That's where Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon learns. And the loch is like Rabbi Yechon, that kol zaman you cook it, you bake it in a frying pan or in an oven, even though posher is cake, it's dushanim, still it's mechuyev in challah. The only time it's potter min challah is if you cook it up in water, or else you bake it in the heat that came from the chama, in the sun. You put your frying pan out in the sun, let it get nice and hot, and then put the cake on that and bake, then you'll be potter min challah. The portion of Gemara says, Claude, that's cake l'chur, that means dough, that has honey inside it, like a cake would be, that it is mechuyev in challah, as long as it's baked. And what type of baking? Not even do you need an oven, but even just in a nilfus, in a frying pan, would be mechuyev in challah. So, Porsche Alok Lamaisa should be that all type of cakes, if you go to bakery that they bake a size, that they use 3 pounds of flour to make a cake, Mudirabon is Mechuyev in Chalom, and if they use 5 pounds, a 5 pound cake would be Mechuyev to take off Chalom, with a bracha, you should have to take off Chalom. The Shalom Hakam Azman is there, not too many people take off Chalom from cake. So, Maisa, the Ranach HaShulch, and he's the one that's Mekel. Even though Lalok in the Gemara doesn't stim, but the Mechaber, interesting, the Mechaber, do you have a chelak, a yordei, a chelak gimel? Yeah, but the Mechaber, interesting, the Mechaber at the beginning is Shinchof Tess, and yordei here says, Ein chiyav chalo, ela balechem. You have to have bread to Mechaber yourself, take off chalo from it. Lefikach hasufganim, dainu rakim, hu asuyim kisvug, means the dough is made very, very thin, like a rakim, very soft, like a sponge. V'yadufshanim, that has like a cake, it's made like, it has a honey inside it. V'asukitin, v'hei metugnim b'dvash, p'turim in a challah. Therefore, the potim in a challah. This is the stam mechaber. Doesn't say any reason. It says lechem, that's what's mechuyev in challah. Mashengim, these type of doughs are potim in a challah. Later, the mechaber says that if you bake it, even in an ilfis, it's mechuyev in challah. So, shalom, what's the p'tur here at the beginning? So Rosh Hashulchan once learned, the Mechaber learned as a new term, that these type of things are called cake, they're not lechem, me'etzem hadough. This dough that has like cake, that has sugar, and has honey inside it, that's not called lechem. Therefore it's potem in a challah. No matter what you do to it, even if you bake it in an oven, also it's potem in a challah. That's what it's a machlokesh, yebyechon, Rosh Lakish, that's only when you have good dough. Dough that's made from flour and water alone. And now you take this machlokes, what do you have to do with it to make it into lechem? Rish Lakish shows you dafka after baking in an oven, and Rabbi Yechon Allah holds no, even in a frying pan, Abi, there's no water there, it's also called lechem. But the dough has to be a dough that's called lechem to it. Mashenkin, these things, the Mechaber says, Poshid, you only chay v'chal el b'lechem, only with bread. Bread means flour and water. L'fika ha'sufganim, and adushanim v'yeskitim, metukim v'tvash, p'turim in a challah. That's the way the Rosh Hashulchan paskins. So Rosh Hashanah is the one that's maker that says that on cake, you're not mechuyev in challah. No matter how much cake you make, even if you make a bakery, it makes a 5 pound a cake, it also be chayev in challah. There are other people taka that are machmir. L'chur, the Rosh Hashanah and his pshatim, he's saying pshan l'machav, but the sugya doesn't stim. L'chur, in the sugya, l'chur, it's brought down one gemara here, that the only reason why it's potter here is because either it was baked in the sun, according to Rabbi Yechin, or else because it was cooked. But halacha that we hold baking is chayiv, the chura cake should be chayiv in challah. So I call upon the minigir to be making on bakeries, at least I don't think any bakeries take off challah, but whoever wants to be machmah, there are some people that are machmah. Right. Amar Ravasi, Isa Shemaisi Sheni, if you have dough that made from the flour that was Maisi Sheni, is a divri Rabbi Meir Pturim in a challah. According to Rabbi Meir Shita, it's potim in a challah. Watch for Meir Shita, Rashi says, Yom HaPerakshen of the Gedushin, Maisim Momen Gevoye. He holds Maisim Sheni is Ksirid Momen Gevoye. It like belongs to Hashem. Just Hashem gave you a head to teat it. Mele Pturim in a challah. From such dough, you don't have to take off challah. The forest jar is a Seichem Ksiv, Bolei Shor Gevoye. The Pesach says the challah has to belong to you. From your dough, give off challah. Not from dough of Maisim Sheni. Even though you have a right to teat it, but it's called Maisim Momen Gevoye. The divrei chachom, the chachom hold not like that. They hold ma'aseh sheni is called your mamon, pure mamon. Just halacha, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, that outside Yerushalayim, his chayevas b'challah. That's called your dough. The same thing, matzah from ma'aseh sheni. Let's say you make matzah from dough of ma'aseh sheni, the same achlekes. The divrei Rabbi Meir ain't other miyaseh b'yadei chabas v'pesach. According to where Meir that holds that is called mamon gevoye, belongs to Hashem, just we have a right to eat it, you can't be yaitse mitzvah matzah. We'll soon see why not. How do we know that matzah has to belong to you? The divrei chachom, but according to chachomim, yoytze bo yedei chavos v'pesach. If you have matzah made from ma'aseh sheni, you would be yoytze mitzvah matzah. Because according to chachomim, ma'aseh sheni is called your moment, it belongs to us mamish, so it's called matzah sechim, it belongs to us, we're yoytze mitzvah matzah with it. Same thing, esrog shem ma'aseh sheni. If you have an esrog on sukkis, that what was from ma'aseh sheni, you had the esrog tree, and you gave off ma'aseh sheni, and this is the ma'aseh sheni you brought to Yerushalayim. You can't be yoytze mitzvah esrog, the divrei Rabbi Meir. Ein yoytze boy de chavos be yomtiv. You're not yoytze yechayiv. The divrei chachamim adim yoytze boy de chavos be yomtiv. But according to chachamim, that ma'aseh sheni belongs to you. It's your esrog. You could be yoytze mitzvahs esrog with it. We'll soon see how we know this. Fredi Gemara, mask of Lora Papa. So you said so far three halachas that challah is only chayiv according to chachamim, but according to Ramei it's potim in a challah. Then we had matzah, yipotah, according to Rameyah. And then we had mitzvahs esrog, also yipotah, according to Rameyah. So maskul of rapopo. Bishleim isa, bishleim about the lach of challah, where the Torah says you have to take off challah from your dough. I understand, the Pasuk says, arisoi seichem. It has to be your dough. So idashim mishelochem. It has to be dough that belongs to you 100%. Therefore, according to Rameyah, ma'aseh sheni is mamon gevoye. It doesn't belong to you 100%. You only have a head to teat it. You wouldn't be yaitza, you would have no chiv to take off challah from ma'aseh sheni according to Rameyah. That do you understand? Esrog nami, hilchas esrog I also understand. The pasuk says, ulakachtem lochem. We darshin lochem mishelochem yehei. The esrog has to belong to you. That's why the first day on Sukkot, that's midiraisa, you only yaitza an esrog that belongs to you. You can't be yaitza an esrog shula. You can't be yaitza if you borrow somebody else's esrog. The first day it says lochem, the esrog has to belong to you. This we understand. Ela matzah by the mitzvahs matzah. How did Rabasi know to say this? Mitziv matzah seichem. Where does a terrorist say matzah seichem? You have to own your own matzah. Mechitase, according to Rameyah, you won't be yaitza with matzah that comes from Maaseh Sheni. The Torah doesn't say it has to belong to you, the matzah. And for the Gemara, Omar Rava Vitema Rav Yema, Bashalmiya Asya Lechem Lechem. He learns it from Gzeira Shavah. True, by matzah itself it doesn't say it. But there's a gzeirah shava lechem lechem to challah. Ksiv hoch, it says here, by matzah lechem oini. What type of a matzah do you have to have? Lechem oini. Well, ksiv hosem, and it says by the mitzvah challah, ksiv hosem, v'hoya bal chochem lechem oritz, when you come to eat from the lechem oritz, and then it says, arisa sechem. So ma lahalin, just like by Isa, by challah, we just dash in the posek arisa sechem, mishalachem, that only dough that mamash belongs to you, ayim chuy v'teko of challah, and not from dough of ma'aseh sheni according to Rameyah, is afkan, the same halach applies to mitzvah matzah. Mishalachem, it's as if the Torah says, mishalachem, by matzah also. You only yoytze matzah if the matzah belongs to you. And echnami, matzah shula, you're not yoytze by matzah, the matzah has to belong to you. So the moral lemon is silent. Let me bring a riot to Rav Asi. I'll bring a riot to what that all these three halachas have the din that it has to belong to you. And in Echlam, according to Remeya, you're not going to be, there'll be no chi of challah, you're not going to be yoytze mitzvahs esrig, and you won't be yoytze mitzvahs matzah. What's the raya? Lema mesailei, said alocha isa shemaisa sheni. If you have this dough that's made from maisa sheni, the wheat was maisa sheni, even though you're in Yerushalayim now and you're allowed to eat it there, still pturim in a challah. It's potem in a challah dibur of Remeya. This is Remeya Shita. Why is a pot according to Remeya? The Chur, of course, we dash in the posek arisa seichem that chal is only mechuyev if you mamish own the dough, and if the dough that's my tishen you don't own it, you're potter from chalam. The chom is seichayevet. The chom hold that my tishen is mamish your mamin. It's just a loch, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Therefore, you have a chiyev chalam. Is the Chur lema mesayle? Let's bring a raya. For the Gemara, what do you mean, let's bring a raya? Haino hach, it's mamash the same halacha. Like by challah, true, you bring an a raya. But what do you mean a raya to Rabasi? Rabasi said three halachas. This is only a raya to one, then only to challah. What's the raya to the other three halachas? So the Gemara hachi come, this is what he meant to say. Lema, let's say, mida pligi, v'isa, panach nami pligi. Lechura, the same way there's this machlokes by isa, you see by challah, that according to Rav Meya, it's not called yours, so you put it from challah, the same swear would apply by matzah and by yesri. Oy dilma, maybe no. The other side is no. I'll tell you, slug you up. Maybe there's no raya from here to Rabasi. I'll tell you, maybe challah is different than the mitzvah of esri and the mitzvah of matzah. Maybe only by challah do we dash in to say that according to Rav Meir Potter. Why? Oy dilma shani yosin yosiv arisoseichem trei zimni. Maybe by challah, the Pasuk says two times, arisoseichem, that you only mechuyev in challah where the dough mamash belongs to you. It says it two times to tell the teachers a chiddush. Even though maisa, see the chiddush is, that even though maisa sheni is mamam gevoyam, what does it mean it's mamam gevoyam? It has isurim on it, you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. But inside Yerushalayim, your mamash allowed to eat it. So I would think, even according to Remeya, maybe that's still called yours. So I'll tell you, no, by challah, the Torah says two times, arisoseichem, tell us a chiddush, even this maisa sheni, that since it's not yours 100%, it belongs to Mamon Gevayam, it's not called yours. But maybe by Matz and by Esrig, it is called Lechem. Maybe Maisi Sheni is also called Lechem. Since Lemaisi, you have a Heter Achila, you're allowed to eat it in your Shalayim, so maybe that's called enough to give it a Shem Lechem. What's not called Lechem? Maybe only by Challah. So here it says two times, the Risa Seichem, that's a Miyit, that Maisi Sheni is not called yours. So you won't have a clear riot to Rav Asi. Rav Asi is being mechadesh that even for matzah and even for esrig also, according to Rav Meir Shita, my sheni is tzidim mom and gevoyim, even though you have a right to eat it, it's not called lechem. So that chiddush, we don't have a riot from this brisa. Maybe only by chal is the machlekes, and not by matzah, not by esrig. Mavaita. Boy Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Mao sheyotz odem yidei chavosoy bechalo, shomai sheni b'yushlayim. What's going to be the halacha if you have matzah made from dough, flour, from wheat that was maisa sheni, and you took off challah, you gave it to a kohen. In other words, you had a lot of dough, and you took off challah from it, and this was a dough of maisa sheni. So that's the shaila. You have dough now, that's maisa sheni, that's challah. Is alibad Rav Yosef lili loy tiboyla? Chant Rav Yosef lili is no shailas. Hashde b'chulun loy nofik, Rav Yosef lili said that maisa sheni can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Because he dashen lechem oini, lechem that has to be mutter from oini and tidit. Yotze maisi sheni, and oini is not allowed to eat maisi sheni, you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah. Is bechalosim iboi, madach with the chulun of maisi sheni, not yotze, avada with the chalosh iboi, pshiti, not yotze. The Rashi says, Yom Liel, yotze zeh shen anecho baninus. The Yosef Lil dashen apostle, lechem oini means lechem that an oini, a person that's craving were mace. Before the kvura, he's not allowed to eat maisa sheni. So melo, you can't be yotze lechem. He's not allowed to eat maisa sheni, so maisa sheni can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah with it. That was a basic lili shita. So according to a basic lili, there's no shayla here. Avada with maisa sheni, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Now where's my shayla? Kiti bolach aliba de Rabbi Kiva. My shayla is according to Rabbi Kiva. That he said what? You could be yotze mitzvahs matzah with maisa sheni. He dashim lechem oni, means it has to be poor man's bread. Abi, you don't have yayin shem or devash inside it. But even though it's made for maisa sheni, that you could eat that, you can't eat when you're an oinin, so what? Still you could be called lechem oini, and you yotze mitzvahs matzah. That was Rabbi Kiva's svara. The Rabbi Kiva before dashim the posseg b'chol mosh v'seichem, he dashim to tell us that bikurim, you're not yotze matzah from bikurim. If you have wheat that you gave to the kohen for bikurim, with that you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. So why? The pasuk says b'chol moshe seichem. You have to be able to eat it all over. And bikurim can only eat in Yerushalayim. Therefore, you're not yoytzim. So the question was then, ma'aseh sheni should be the same thing also. Ma'aseh sheni, you're only allowed to eat inside Yerushalayim. Talkin, Rabbi Kiva holds, you're allowed to be yoytzim mitzvahs matzah with ma'aseh sheni. I, ma'aseh sheni, is also only in Yerushalayim. So we gave a terrace, it goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Now Rabbi Lezer says there's a hechatimsa that after ma'aseh sheni becomes tameh, when it becomes tameh, you're allowed to be poydered even in Yerushalayim, and you can eat this ma'aseh sheni any place you want in Eretz Yisrael. So since the Hechet Timsa Ma'aseh Sheni could become Hutta Teet any place in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, that's called B'chol Moshe Seichem. True, it calls a man it's Torah, you can't. But once it becomes Tomei, that's the Halacha, you're allowed to be Poydah Ma'aseh Sheni. That was Rabbi Kiva's Halacha before.